Hey everybody, today we'll be talking about vitamin C for the common cold and coughs. Right now it's really cold outside and a lot of people, they are suffering from cold and coughs, and vitamin C is an excellent remedy for that. So at the very first sign of cold symptom, many people reach for vitamin C, whether in supplement, in juices, or cough drop, or in tea or other forms. The vitamin C was first, it was touted for the common cold in 1970s. And despite of all widespread use, experts say that there is a little proof that vitamin C actually has any effect of common cold. However, it is said that if you take with your painkillers or different types of antihistamines in addition to vitamin C, it gives an excellent synergy to your cure. Now, let's talk about what is vitamin C. Vitamin C is an important vitamin, an antioxidant that the body uses to keep you strong and healthy. Vitamin C uses in the maintenance of your bones, muscles, and blood vessels. So vitamin C also assists in the formation of collagens and help the body to absorb iron. So when we say that the vitamin C do all these things, where can we naturally find it? Like what food that we take? So coming about the food discussion about, say, vitamin C is naturally found in different types of the vegetables and fruits, especially in oranges and different types of citrus fruits. So the key vitamin is also available as a natural dietary supplement in different form of vitamin C and pills and vitamin C chewable tablets. Most likely you find it in a form called ascorbic acids. Well, don't get scared. It's not that typical acid, but the form is called ascorbic acid. Then ascorbate, that's all that goes in a natural immune systems when it absorbs in your blood as a vitamin C. Now, the question is, can vitamin C prevent or treat the cold symptoms? So let me put it this way. So vitamin C has been studied for many years as a possible treatment for cold, as a way to help prevent colds, by different scientists, different academicians in universities. But finding has not been really consistent. That means overall the finding, it is not everybody saying the same result. It's very different. But experts have found little benefits, the form of vitamin C, for preventing or treating the common cold. So in July 2007, a study and researcher wanted to discover whether taking 200 milligram or more vitamin C daily could reduce your frequency, duration, or severity of cold. After reviewing for 60 years of clinical research, in July 2007, they found that when taken after a cold start, vitamin C supplement do not make a cold much less severe. So it has a very minimum effect in compared with the placebo. So when we take like daily vitamin C, so there are really shortened of the cold effect up to 15-20% in children and adults compared with the people who has not taken any types of vitamin C. So what does overall all this mean? According to the research, the average adult who suffers with a cold for 12 days a year would still suffer about, let's say, 10 days a year if that person took a high dose of vitamin C every day during that year. So there are some benefits, but you just cannot say this is a great benefit, it's completely taking you out of your cold. That's not the case here. Now the question is your vitamin C supplement, it is safe to take? In general, vitamin C is actually safe when you take with through food such as fruits and vegetables. It's safer. You can't say that taking oranges it's going to have you different types of side effect. That's not the case unless someone has specific allergy to those fruits or the citrus fruit. For most people, it is recommended to use a specific amount of vitamin C per day, and the regular dietary intake that we should take 90 milligrams for men and 75 milligrams for women. High dose of the vitamin C, if it is more than 2000 milligram per day in an adult, that means it's a really large amount, you take like too many supplement, it may cause kidney stone, may cause nausea, feeling like a diarrhea, and also it people who are pregnant, trying to be pregnant, should be cautious about using vitamin C in an extremely high doses. Okay, this is your Dr. MD. We are talking about vitamin C. Please leave your comment and ask your questions. What do you want to know about vitamin C in other areas? If you have any specific knowledge in your family of using vitamin C, please feel free to share those. Thank you.